the Fade 5 Podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets, you jack wagons. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good stud, Nathaniel Lundy. Tis indeed the Fade 5 Podcast, and it's a hashtag Tequila Thursday, good sir, which means bartender, pour me an añejo neat so I can sit back, sip on it, and catch a buzz as we are. We're not driving. We're not behind the wheel. We got a designated driver aboard the Honk Honk Plus bus. What wage are you rolling with? Plus 100 odds or greater, and we're not going to limit ourselves to a myopic scope of just football. We can expand maybe to the hardwood or to the ice or some early World Series action. Lundy, what do you got for me?
Well, we'll have some fun with the World Series tomorrow. We'll get game one here on the Friday edition of the pod, which is always a supersized edition of the podcast anyway.
Yeah,
we have managed to never be able to fit everything into the, quote, under 30 minutes that we brag about. So on Friday, just be prepared that it'll be a little bit of a supersized edition of the pod. Brad, as always, as frequently I do, let's go to the ice. My plus bus play for tonight is in fact a two-legger on the puck line. Two teams that I think are going to easily dispose of their opponent this evening. And so I'm going to lay the -1.5 on each one of them. Start off in Beantown. Boston is taking on Anaheim. I told you we're going to pick on the Ducks quite a bit this season. So we're going to take Boston -1.5. And then we're going to package that with one that I'm going to be honest, I'm slightly nervous with just because I have Tampa's making me a little nervous lately. Okay. I know this is the team. They won the cup back to back and all that. But they do not have Vasilevsky between the pipes and they won't for a while. And so goaltending has been a little bit suspect, but they're taking on the Minnows of San Jose. So I will take Tampa -1.5. I'll take Boston -1.5. So again, both of them on the puck line. And if you do that and do it over at Caesars, you're going to get a little bit of an extra bump out of that one. +243.
Oh yeah.
For that particular seat on the plus bus here on a Thursday morning. So couple of teams that I think are to dispose of easily at home, Tampa, Boston, each one -1.5 +243 over at the Emperor.
Yeah, you got me seduced by that juice, much like the Casa Azul, the shirt I'm wearing. Shout out to them. Excellent product. If you haven't tried their tequila, it is magnificent. Even the Blanco, I'm not a huge Blanco fan, Lundy, but it is extraordinary stuff. It's all organic as well. It's just really tasty. I sip on the Blanco, and normally I only sip on the Repos and Añejos. So check it out, Casa Azul, and the Ducks may need a lot of that pretty much the entire season to weather the storm that they're going to be enduring. Honk, honk, I'm hoping to board the plus bus and hoping for Dalton Kincaid on an anytime touchdown. Look, streaks are made to be broken. He has not scored a touchdown yet this season. And you look at the opponent tonight, Tampa Bay, they have yet to allow a tight end touchdown this year as well. But you got to know Dawson Knox. He is out of action for the foreseeable future. And Kincaid does have the 10th most red zone targets among any tight end on the season. He's averaging 3.8 targets per game. He's only got a couple of red zone targets, but again, that's top 10. And Dawson Knox is way up there in red zone looks as well. So I think his role is going to be amplified inside the 20-yard line. Keep in mind, the Buccaneers, not exactly swashbucklers against the pass, number 20 in the National Football League. And pass EPA defense, and they play a lot of zone defense, and he is a zone buster. So Dalton Kincaid for all the cash. Anytime touchdown, +260 at BetMGM with a plus bus rolling down the mountainside and hopefully not going to tumble over and over and over again with us inside of it. Let's get after it with another hashtag Tequila Thursday edition of the Fade 5.
Number 5.
All right, numero cinco on the countdown today. Give me Josh Allen, as I'm supersized. Lundy's kind of toying around with some of the production value on the pod today. I like Allen quite a bit on the passing touchdowns prop. The best juice right now, believe it or not, is only minus 155. Rather high, rather unsightly, unpalatable for some of you. That available at BetMGM. So here's my suggestion to you. Slap this together on something else you like in an SGP or maybe a two-legger. I'll go cross-sport if you like some of the ice. Maybe something in college football. I'll have a pick in Syracuse, Virginia Tech later. Or the NBA to reduce the juice and then get seduced by the juice. Honestly, I grabbed this prop when it opened at minus 140 at BetMGM, and for damn good reason. Again, Tampa Bay, number 20 in EPA pass defense this season. Give it up. 7.20 pass yards per attempt. Now, only two quarterbacks have thrown for a pair of touchdowns against Tampa this season, that being Kirk Cousins and Jared Goff. But you look at Josh Allen, he has been over this in four straight games and over in 4 or 6 over the entire season. Number two in red zone completion percentage and number 11 in total red zone attempts. This could hit, honestly, in the first half. So all I need is Josh Allen to throw not one, but two end zone strikes. Does that, we cash in at minus 155, but I suggest parlaying this with something else at BetMGM. Lundy, on this solo bet, fade or follow?
I will follow on this one, even though you're talking about the juice, but I will agree with you that I think the smartest play with this one is to take advantage of it either in an SGP or let's say you like something in the, you know, I don't know, Suns Lakers game tonight, right?
Yeah,
like one of the things we've been trying to do a lot of here on the pod as of late is to remind you that your parlays do not need, like, don't get myopic. Like, don't sit there and you're on the NFL tab of your app and so all you're doing is putting NFL crap in there. Remember that you can go grab other stuff here, okay? Take advantage of the fact that you can say, hey, I really like this one in the NBA. I like this one in the NFL. And we'll be doing this tomorrow, obviously, with the World Series. So don't get myopic. Minus 155, in my opinion, too much to pay by itself. Pair it up with something else.
Expand the mind. Maybe a little love juice, maybe some hallucinogenic mushrooms. But regardless, take the over on Josh Allen, passing touchdowns, and parlay with something.
Number four.
Numero cuatro on the feed of five podcast today. A little SGP. If you're digging it, come with me, Lundy, on this simple two-legger, and it's available at even Steven Money plus 100 at BetMGM. Give me Rashad White, 15 or more receiving yards, and give me Chris Godwin, 45 or more receiving yards. Again, you get that plus 100 juice at BetMGM. If you want to take White up to 20 yards and put this together with Godwin, I don't hate that either. I think as of this morning, the 15 receiving yards may or may not have been available at BetMGM. I built this yesterday, but I would take 20, 15. It doesn't matter to me. White's going to get this. A guy that's averaging 20.2 routes run per game. He's got a route percentage of 62% flat. That is number six among running backs. 7.4 yards per catch. And he has the highest. He's numero uno and catch rate at 95.7%. So when Baker Mayfield finds him in the flat, chances are very strong that he is going to haul that reception in. And again, all we need, 15, 20 yards, it really doesn't matter. If you want to take it up to like 25, that would probably be the highest limit that I go on this. He has gone over this 15 yards mark a multitude of times already this season. And look at Buffalo, eight wide running backs operating as wide receivers, I should say, have accumulated at least 19 receiving yards this year. They're giving up 5.1 receptions per game, 43.3 receiving yards per game. So that's why I like White. Meanwhile, with Chris Godwin, he's got to catch probably 5, 6, 7 balls. Yet again, I'll have a pick on his receptions prop a little bit later on in the pod, but all we need is 45 yards out of him, and a guy that's seen 24.9% of the team target percentage, is 8.2 targets per game. The usual substance with them, wide receiver 70 in ADOT, that's average depth of target. He's a nickel and damer, and all he does is win his routes. That's why he's number 12 and route win percentage, gets a lot of separation, just enough space for Baker Mayfield to strike right between the numbers for a catch. And I think he's going to have probably, like I said, 5 to 7 in this game. You look at the matchup on paper, Benford, 72.7 catch rate allowed. That's when he operates outside, which he does around 70% of the time. When he's in the slot, about 30% of the time. Going to get some Teron Johnson, who's given up an even worse 88.5% catch rate. So the recap on this SGP, Rashad White, 15 or 20 plus receiving yards. Chris Godwin, 45 plus receiving yards. Even juice, plus 100 at BetMGM. Lundy, Vader follow.
This is sexy. I mean, I got to be honest with you. No, the fact that you were able to put this together and get it to plus odds, because just off the top of my head, if you had told me, hey, I'm going to go White for 15, Godwin for 45, I would have thought you'd still be at like minus 105.
Yep.
Maybe minus 110. Legit. That's what I would expect it to be. Rashad White's standard number right now across the board is 22.5. And the over on that is juiced to minus 120. So you get the idea of how we're putting this together to get it to the plus 100. I think this is really sexy. I think this is a nice, simple two-legger on the even money. I really like it. So, folks, as Brad said, I'm in agreement, by the way, because I like the over on White's standard line at 22.5. So if your particular book here this morning, or if you're not listening until closer to kickoff time, if they've bumped up the lowest threshold to 20, I still like it. I would still roll with this one and try to get yourself into the plus odds. But if you can snag it here early this morning, if you're listening to the pod or watching us on YouTube right away and you can still get 15, go jump on this one while you can before it changes.
Yar, shiver me timbers. Make some bank with a pair of bucks.
Number 3.
Numero tres here on the Fade 5 countdown today. Let's look at the alt market. And I wrote about this on the X, and I gave it to, as I normally do, at Noisy Huevos. This is my sledgehammer play of the day. But on the standard total, which I grabbed at 40.5, and as the podcast goes, I'm going to ramp this sucker up because I'm a member of Team Chavos. And as a result, I'll reduce the juice and get seduced by the juice on Gabe Davis. I say he goes for 50 or more receiving yards at plus 145. You can pull that one from DraftKings Sportsbook. Davis has done this a handful of times this season. In fact, he's gone over this in 3 of 6 games and over the season's entirety. He's only averaging 5 targets per game, but he is number 8 in ADOT at 14.8, and he has 9 deep ball targets. Those are targets of 20 or more yards, and he could get half the yardage on one catch in this game, and I think that's going to happen. Again, Tampa has really struggled against the pass this season. And most importantly, it's going to see Jamel Dean most often in coverage, who was once a very respected cornerback, no longer. The advanced numbers justify that. 76.9 catch rate allowed and a 129.2 passer rating he has given up to his assignments on the season. 10 dudes have reached at least 50 receiving yards at the wide receiver position against Tampa this season. So pull it all together. Give me Gabe Davis, 50 or more receiving yards here on Thursday Night Football, plus 145 at DraftKings. Sexy juice. Lundy, pay to follow.
I like what you're doing here because this kind of concept, once again, my brain, his brain, on the same wavelength, which is a frightening effing proposition.
It is.
Because I've got not one, but two options for you in this type of market coming up in bonus time. We're always rolling the dice. It's gambling, folks. But this one is a lot of fun. And I actually believe the two that I've got, that I've got for you in bonus time are equally as exciting. But I like this a lot for Gabe Davis. Take the 50 plus, take a lower threshold if you want and build it into your SGP, but do this one as a standalone just because of the odds you're getting.
Oh, man, Gabe, he is going to be a banking babe tonight in Buffalo.
Number 2.
All right, numero dos here on the Fade 5 podcast. Let's get really simple here. On this SGP, and I'm not focused on any player props, this is all about who is going to cover the spread and some action on the game total. So give me the Bills. I'm going to take the spread down to -2.5, and then I'm going to take the total up to 48.5 and hit that under, because unders typically hit. They're hitting at like nearly a 70% clip in primetime NFL games this season. You put those two together at BetMGM, it's a buyable minus 110 juice. And for comparison's sake, I also built this at DraftKings. It was minus 140. Yikes. So, yeah, take advantage of BetMGM's tools there and the softer spreads and juices as a result. The reason why I think Bubba's going to cover, look, I know they've been a roller coaster ride. They made us all queasy this season offensively and at times defensively, and really fallen off in that latter category here the last couple of weeks due to the myriad injuries that have started to stockpile for this squad. But still, they're number three in EPA total offense and number 11 in EPA total defense. You look at Tampa Bay. Offensively, they have struggled. Number 19 EPA total offense, but they are number 10 in EPA per play defense. You look at Tampa on this alternate spread, 3-3 is their record, but they have gone under 48.5 in all six games this year. Buffalo, meanwhile, 4-3 ATS on this reduced line, and also 4-3 unders to overs this season on 48.5. So I think the Bills will defend their home turf. I think they're going to win by at least a field goal boot. And I think both teams going to struggle to put a lot of points on the board. So as a result, on this SGP and Lundy, if you dig it, come with me. Buffalo -2.5 and the under 48.5 -110. Again, believable and buyable juice at BetMGM. What do you say, my man? Fade or follow?
Not big fan. I like what you did. It's a primetime game. It's, you know, it's Kirk and Al. It's Thursday night. It's prime. It's, you know.
Is it going to be Bears Commanders again?
No.
We have like 60 points on the board.
But you're also talking about a couple of teams that, and I know that we were talking about Brady being there with the Bucs and all that, but you look back at the last couple of times these teams have played each other, they've smashed the over. Now you got different personnel, you got different quarterbacks, TB12 isn't there anymore, all that kind of stuff. So I think I can roll with you on this one, but I'll be honest. I'm going to be honest and say that I don't know what to do about the total in this game tonight. I legit don't know what to do.
Lundy, get off the fence, pull the splinters out of the keister, and join me on this SGP.
Number one.
Numero uno here on the Fade 5 podcast today. Cue up Chef Boyardee, and it's going to be spaghetti O's and not spaghetti no's, because James Cook is cashing tonight on the over, not rush yards, not on anytime touchdown, receiving yards. That number sitting at 18.5 right now. We've seen some waffling here. The number is dropped down to 17.5. That's where it opened. Jump back up to 18.5. Jump back down. Now it's back at 18.5. A little bit lighter juice, which makes it all the more attractive. -110 available at BetMGM. I cannot believe this prop is below 20, to be honest with you. You look at Cook. He's running more routes. He's averaged 16.7 routes per game on the year, but his role is really ramping up as a pass catcher the past couple of games. He is numero uno in yards per reception among rushers, averaging 10.9 yards per catch, number 13 in yards per route run, and has been over this in 4 of 7 games this season. Meanwhile, look at Tampa. They've allowed 4.9 receptions per game and 33 yards flat per contest to pass catching running backs. Five have gone over at least 19 receiving yards at the running back position against Tampa this season. And you saw last week, I mean, Cook is running like wide receiver routes way down the field. That's how they're employing him the last couple of games, because he's got some reliable mitts on his frame. And with all the attention that Stephon Diggs is drawing, he's getting a lot of mano-a-mano situations, and he's taking advantage of that man coverage. So, again, a recap. James Cook, my number one play on Thursday Night Football, over 18.5 receiving yards, -110 at BetMGM. Lundy, pay to follow.
Lock and load. I don't care if it's Chef Boyardee. I don't care if we're having the chunky soup, the throwback NFL ads. I don't. We could be having those dinosaur-shaped chicken nuggets from Costco. All right.
Hard pass.
Hard pass on the, yeah.
Hard pass.
Kind of tastes like cardboard. Anyway, yeah. I digress. Love Costco. I do. It's like an adventure. That is an adult theme park. Okay.
It really is.
Let's follow on this one. I think this is an easy number for him to get to. I think he's getting to 20. I really do. So I like this one. This is another guy that should be a part of a same game parlay. If you're looking for some different things to be able to throw in there, bring that threshold down. If you want to, you're still going to be comfortable. You're still going to get up over it. Like I said, I think he's getting to 20. So I'll just kind of throw that out there as an extra bonus for you. If you want to be able to play an alt line.
Yeah, no doubt about it. The Dino Chicken Nuggets, no and thank you on that. That's a hard pass for me, but definitely tail us on James Cook over 18.5 receiving yards. Lundy, it's bonus time. Oh, man, we got a perfect confluence, a lot of sports going on right now. We've got some NHL. We got some NBA. It is off and running in the association. We got more Thursday Night Football. We even got some decent college football tonight, and I'm already chasing units on the junior circuit as I've lost once again more wagers in Conference USA, but thankfully I don't have to wager on that tonight. So Lundy, what do you got for me? And hopefully give me some winners because I got to recuperate some funds.
Well, let's start off NFL style, excuse me, and then we'll get back over to the NHL. And I've also got some NBA as well as college football. I got everything covered for you here.
Yeah.
On the NFL front, here are the two alt lines that I was talking about that I think you should consider taking advantage of. And that is Stephon Diggs. If you go to the alt line totals for Diggs to get to the century mark, 100 or more receiving yards, this is at DraftKings. It is a plus, or excuse me, at Caesars. It is a plus 145 on that one. But here's, or I'm sorry, I'm getting my numbers backwards. This is DK. DK's got him at plus 145 to get to 100 receiving yards. They've got him at plus 275 if he can get to plus 120 yards receiving. Oh. Here's the reason why that matters. Go back and look at what the Buccaneers have done so far this season. Justin Jefferson, you've probably heard of him, 150 yards receiving. DJ Moore, 104. AJ Brown, 131. Amon-Ra St. Brown, 124. I think there's a legit shot of Diggs to smash the century mark. He's averaging, what, 97 a game right now, yep. I think, on the season. Take the plus odds for him to hit the century mark. I love that one at plus 145. And then 20 more yards. That's it. 120 total is plus 275 at DK. I think there's a shot that he does both of those. So folks, what I did is I went and dropped a half unit bet on each one of them, because obviously if he hits the 120 mark, I'm also going to get paid on the 100. So I took my standard one unit bet and I split it in half and put half on each one of them, because if he does get to 120, those are both going to cash for me. Absolutely love that one.
Funny, can I bring up an additional point here on top of Sunday for you? Carlton Davis is going to be his projected primary assignment in this game to, you know, fuel the fire even more. Davis is allowed 15.5 yards per catch. Stephon Diggs, he's in a hundo again.
Yeah, I cannot believe that it's and part of what I'm pointing out to you folks is look at the jump in the payday for just 20 yards.
Yeah,
like I love for him to go over 100 at plus 145. But an extra 20 almost doubles your odds. That's one catch for Stephon Diggs. We all know that. So that's part of the reason why I wanted to point this one out to you on the alt lines, because I think the payday is absolutely spectacular. Let me give you a couple others here for you. And these are both boosts that are available as of this morning at Caesars. These are pre-built boosts that sit at Caesars. Chris Godwin for 45 or more yards and a touchdown is boosted at Caesars to plus 300. Not too shabby, all right? The standard line, if you were to put that together, is about 250, so you're getting an extra 50 points. But this is the one that fascinates me, Brad. What was your plus bus bet, my friend?
Gabe Davis. Davis, 50 or more yards.
No.
Oh.
Dalton Kincaid,
anytime touchdown. I've got a lot of plus money wagers.
Okay. Follow me on this one here. If you like Dalton Kincaid to finally break through and be able to splash six, and he's been pissing me off because I own him in three different fantasy leagues, okay?
Yeah.
Josh Allen for a rushing touchdown. Okay. Josh Allen rushing touchdown, Dalton Kincaid touchdown. If you build that by itself, it's plus 525. Caesars has it boosted to plus 1100.
Wow.
For that to happen. So yeah. Folks, I'm telling you, go drop $5 on that. Just because if you believe in Kincaid finally breaking through, there's always the chance of Josh Allen calling his own number or Buffalo doing the tush push and he goes over the line and you've got that touchdown. Plus, the fact that it is double what it would be if you built it on your own, to me, is absolutely fascinating. All right, one more in the Thursday night game tonight. Give me Chase McLaughlin to have over 1.5 made field goals for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. At DraftKings, yeah. At DraftKings, that is plus 145. Folks, he's done this in all but one game this season. He's had at least two field goals in all but one game for the Bucs, and I could see them stalling out in the red zone, and they got to trot out McLaughlin to be able to make those field goals. All right, let me go to the hardwood because I've just got one for you, but once again, I'm getting seduced by the juice. Plus 145 at DraftKings. Give me the over on Brooke Lopez, made threes at 1.5. That's all we need, and it's plus 145. Folks, in four games against the 76ers last season, he did this three times, including last year's season opener. He went 4-for-12 against the 76ers.
Yeah, 12 threes?
Yes. He went 4-for-12.
Wow.
And it's the same season opener between the Bucks and the 76ers. Give me the over at plus money. Oh, eating this one up all day long on Brooke Lopez. All right, back to the ice we go. My plus bus bet that I gave you, if you recall, Boston minus 1.5, Tampa minus 1.5. If you want to add in the Philadelphia Flyers at plus 1.5. I think the Flyers actually wind up beating Minnesota tonight, but I'll take them plus 1.5. If you add that to my plus bus, you're going to get yourself to plus 395 over at Caesars, which is just spectacular. Give me the over between Colorado and Pittsburgh in the Steel City this evening. 7 o'clock puck drop on that one between the Pens and the Avalanche. I just think we're going to see a lot of goals between these two teams. So I will play the over on the 6.5, juiced up at minus 125, but I'll play that one anyway. Give me Elias Lindholm of the Calgary Flames, who's at home against St. Louis. Give me the over for him to have an assist. Let me use proper English. An assist in that one at minus 105. 7 games this season. He's already got 4 dimes. And frankly, I'm fully expecting this St. Louis and Calgary game to lean heavily in Calgary's favor. And then I know you're going to talk about the junior circuit, so let me just throw this out real quick. Give me Virginia Tech on the money line, Georgia Southern on the money line, plus 203. Just straight up, I need both home teams to win. That's it. They are both short favorites, and so it makes it so putting the two of them together on the money line is getting you well into the twos in terms of your payday. I'll have some more hockey plays for you and the like on the spreadsheet. As always, I yield the floor to the gentleman from Illinois.
Muchas gracias, mi amigo. Let's go to the team. Jueves parlay play of the day, and it's all Thursday night, all the time. Give me the Buffalo Bills straight up on the money line. Leg numero dos. Give me Stephon Diggs. Can you dig it? Hell yes, I can. At 70 plus yards on that alt threshold. Leg numero tres. Josh Allen, 2 or more pass or rush TDs. That's only available at BetMGM, and I highly recommend throwing that into a leg of your SGP. And the Rashad White, all I need is 2 or more receptions. Leg numero cuatro. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, mi amigos. All 4 legs hit. You're looking at a cool plus 150 at BetMGM. You look at Buffalo. They are 8-2 in their last 10 home games straight up. And again, they're top 11 EP offense and defense. They should bounce back and win this game, and it could be in convincing fashion against the Buccaneers. Meanwhile, with Stephon Diggs, Lundy loves him. Maybe we take him up and escalate, ladder him all the way up to 120 in terms of the yardage, but all I need is 70, which he has done in 5 of 7 games. He's averaging over 11 targets per game, and as I said, Carlton Davis, projected primary assignment, has allowed 15.5 yards per catch. Meanwhile, Josh Allen, 2 or more rush or pass TDs. He's done this in 6 of 7 games. He's actually done it as well in 4 straight games, and Tampa has allowed 4 quarterbacks to accomplish this. They face a couple of scoring duelists in Justin Fields and Jalen Hurts here this year. Both those guys threw for one and ran for one. Josh Allen could do the same when we cash in on this leg. And then finally, leg number quattro, White, two or more catches. He's got the highest catch rate of any running back in the league, as I've already outlined. Seeing a ton of targets, running over 20 routes a game. He has done this in all six contest this year. And as I mentioned, Buffalo giving up 5.1 receptions per game to pass catching running backs. So plus 150 on that team. Huevos parlay play at BetMGM. All right. Elsewhere in Thursday night football, Chris Godwin. Oh, I told you I would mention his name again. I took the over 5.5 receptions because that's even money right now at BetMGM. That's plus 100. Again, a guy that's averaging 8.2 targets per game. He's averaging exactly 5.5 receptions per game. And it's all about that split time between Benford when he works outside and Teron Johnson when he's working in the slot, as both those guys have allowed at least a 72% catch rate to their assignment. So once again, Godwin, half a dozen receptions in the box score, I believe happens in the end. And I got another parlay play for you here, Lundy. So quickly jot this down. This is all receptions along with the Buffalo money line. It is a five-legger. You can only build this at BetMGM, and the official juice on this is plus 200. So here we go. Stephon Diggs, six or more catches. Dalton Kincaid, three or more catches. Chris Godwin, five or more receptions. Rashad White, again, two or more receptions with that Bills money line. Again, 2-1 odds at BetMGM. Entirely achievable in my very peanut size brain. And Lundy is shaking his head in agreement. You like
peanut
that, don't
you? I was, that word started, I wasn't sure where you were going with that.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's all comparable, to be honest with you, down there, also size of peanut.
Well, that's why we keep, you know, I'm messing with people on YouTube. It's like, woo, we're playing with the cameras. We got like, there's some damn production value in this podcast, y'all.
Well, shrink yourself back down to the peanut size. Again, that we've been referencing here in the last 30 seconds of the podcast. I've got some more bets. Let's go to the college football gridiron. Give me the hokey pokey. I'll take Virginia Tech. I'll lay the 2.5 just on the standard line against Syracuse. Pulled this also from BetMGM and a standard minus 110 juice. Virginia Tech, number 70 in EPA offense, but they're a pretty good passing team. And they're number 48 in EPA per play defense, but they're on the right side of the mountain. Meanwhile, on the downside of that mountain is Syracuse right now. The Orange have lost three straight games. Number 87, really been a struggle offensively for them during that stretch. Number 43 in EPA per play defense, but they're really struggling containing the pass this season. I think Kyle Drones is going to go off. A guy that's got a 6-1 touchdown interception split for Va Tech. Syracuse, number 115 in the nation in passing yards per game allowed defensively. So bad matchup. And you got to play in a rowdy and raucous environment there in Blacksburg. That place is always rocking. Cue the inner Sandman. So Va Tech minus 2.5. Loving them quite a bit against the visiting Orange. And then in the NBA, give me the over 9.5 rebounds for Joel Embiid against those Milwaukee Bucks. Minus 120 the juice on this at BetMGM. He did this in 2 of 4 matchups against Milwaukee last year. And the Bucks, they got Giannis, they got Brook Lopez, they got some size, but they allowed a boatload of opponent rebounds per game last year, the 11th most in the NBA. And Joel Embiid cashed on this prop 57.6% of his games last year. So I will take the advantage there on the over rebounds. We are out of time. I am out of breath. That is a wrap on this edition of the Fade 5 Podcast. Do us a favor and drop us a rating and a review if you enjoy this broadcast. Also, fade or follow us on the Twitter / the X at Noisy Huevos is where you can find me and all my free spreadsheet picks. You can find Lundy at Nate Lundy with his free spreadsheet picks as well. All the hockey action, go there because I got nothing. Zero Nuka, absolutely zilch, and never will because I can't pronounce half the names because I can't speak English. And on top of that, that is officially a wrap on this edition of the Fade 5 Podcast. Until next time, as always, feed or follow. That is up to you.